Hi, I'm Siobhan Fletcher, one of the journalists up at Manx Radio, and welcome to the latest edition of our newscast. Now, if you cast your mind back all the way to 2018, you may remember us telling you all about a huge expedition to the North Pacific. Local marine biologist Rowan Henthorne was part of the first all-female expedition to the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. That's the densest accumulation of marine plastic anywhere on Earth. The 14-strong international crew set sail on a transformative month-long voyage, which saw them cross 3,000 nautical miles. A filmmaker went along for the ride, and today a documentary will be released capturing their journey.
Our crew are amazing women. They're scientists, journalists, artists, filmmakers and creators.
Who are you sharing a room with?
It's the dream team. Me, Anna, Christine, Dan.
Christine's here.
But they're not sailors.
I caught up with Rowan to find out more.
My name's Rowan Henthorne, and I'm a marine scientist from the Isle of Man.
Perfect. So tell me all about this expedition then. We'll sort of get into the film, but I kind of want to hear all about this. So there was 14 of you. Can you run me through what happened and what it was like?
Yeah, so way back in 2018, I took a trip across the Great Pacific Garbage Patch with 14 incredible women. We set sail from Hawaii and spent 21 days sailing across the North Pacific, across to Vancouver in Canada. And yeah, it was just the most incredible, awe-inspiring, crazy experience, and has definitely kind of, you know, changed my life, I guess. It's definitely kind of influenced my life and the work that I've done since that trip. It was truly, truly memorable.
Tell me about the documentary then. So presumably you guys were sort of filming while you were out there, and it is just sort of taken some time to put it all together then.
Yeah, so the film is by an incredible woman called Eleanor Church, and she came out and filmed the whole time. So she had quite a task on her hands, of filming us on board this sailing boat that was on a 45-degree angle all the time, and filming all the science that we did, all the experiences that we had, the storms that we went through. And she's done it as a passion project, really. So that's why it's taken this time, because she's kind of done it on the side and done it a lot of it for free. And she's put a huge amount of effort and work into it. And it's an incredible film about the story of us crossing the ocean.
You've not really sold it to me in terms of wanting to go on a boat at an angle, because, no thank you. I struggle enough on the sea cat, so that's not going to work for me. But so tell me then about what you learned on the trip, because obviously this is about the scale of the plastic pollution crisis. And, you know, I think people maybe know that we find plastic in the ocean and it washes up on our shores. But sort of what perspective did it give you when you were out there?
Yeah, I think I started the trip kind of from maybe my science background, understanding the issues of plastic pollution, but it's not until you're out there and you see it that you truly understand the scale of the problem. And just that realization that we have impacted the most remote corners of the earth with our own impacts. So I think just learning about the scale and the challenge of the problem was really eye-opening, being out in the North Pacific. But I think probably one of the biggest things I learned was the power of collective action and community and people coming together and talking about ideas, and particularly people from different sectors. So that it wasn't 14 scientists on board. We had product designers, teachers, filmmakers and scientists. And actually that's where you make really exciting, you know, you find really exciting solutions to many of the challenges we face when we work together and come up with exciting solutions.
And so off the back of the trip then, what sorts of things have you kind of implemented, or how's it influenced your work since then?
Yeah, when I came back to the island, I started working for the Isle of Man government, and I was instrumental in bringing the single-use plastic legislation in. Essentially, we have to work, you know, top down and bottom up. So it has to be community and grassroots solutions, but then also policy changes to change behaviour. So, yeah, worked on plastics. I now work on the Blue Carbon Project, which is a project looking to manage our seas and make sure that they're as healthy as possible and storing as much carbon naturally to help us with our fight against climate change. And I also started my own business called Make Good, because I think on that trip I realized that sometimes, you know, the science and the data and the facts aren't enough. You need to experience these things in order to understand your role within it in terms of finding solutions, but also to kind of give you the fire in your belly to want to make the change. So Make Good is about creating experiences for people out in nature that help them to connect and find their role in a better future.
That's really good. That's really cool. So then the documentary premieres tomorrow. Here on the Isle of Man, will this be streaming anywhere? Where can people kind of watch it?
Yes. So really exciting that I think it's on World Ocean Day. It will be going on the Discovery Channel, which is really exciting for people to stream. And I'd love to do a screening over here. We did a very small screening, pre-screening with Dola Yachts and the Isle of Man Maritime Forum, because they actually supported some of the film being developed. But yeah, I'd love the opportunity to do a screening over here and share it, because it's really a wonderful story.
We're trying to understand what impact this plastic is having on our ocean, our environment, and also us here.
And that, I believe, is where we need an army.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.